Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today, we will unlock the book Scarcity, Why Having Too Little Means So Much. Scarcity is the feeling of having less than you feel you need. The most common types of scarcity are those of time and money, as almost everyone has experienced them sometime in their lives. The author of this book, Sendhil Mullainathan, has also experienced time scarcity. Mullainathan often found he had too much to do and too little time to do it. For example, he was often late for meetings and rescheduled them, did not call his mother as promised, and ignored his car registration expiration date. The messages in his inbox piled up, and the late email replies affected the progress of entire projects, which would take extra work to get back on track. The pile of things that needed to be done was getting dangerously close to toppling at any moment. Thus, Mullainathan made a plan to change his mindset and hopefully his habits. He planned to do what he had previously taken on and not commit to anything new. However, after only a week, he developed an interest in a colleague's book on low-income Americans and agreed to take part in it, which was clearly a mistake. Although he again found himself taking on too much, this lapse eventually led him to writing this book. Through his research on low-income groups, Mullainathan found that the poor often trap themselves in a cycle of debt, much like his own experiences. Neglected and overdue bills are like unfinished work with a looming deadline. Spending money impulsively without considering whether there is enough money for bills is akin to making a commitment without considering whether there is time to fulfill it. As we can see, scarcity exists in both money and time management. When scarcity is experienced, it often occupies people's minds. People who are short on money spend their days thinking about how to pay bills, and people who are short on time always focus on how to squeeze time in order to get things done. These feelings thus always linger at the back of our minds and affect our thinking and choices. In the short term, there can be a benefit of having a scarcity of something. For example, experiencing scarcity helps us concentrate and boost productivity. In the long run, however, we ignore important things that may backfire in the future. This book reveals the psychological basis of scarcity and uses this knowledge to explain various social phenomena and behavioral patterns, giving us a fresh perspective. We will discuss the book in the following four sections. Part 1, The Nature of Scarcity. Part 2, The Advantages of Scarcity. Part 3, The Adverse Effects of Scarcity. Part 4, How to Reduce the Effects of Scarcity. Part 1, The Nature of Scarcity. Let's take the example of packing a suitcase as an analogy. When you pack for a business trip or vacation, there might still be a lot of space left in the suitcase after packing the essentials. You will most likely pack a few extra things that may or may not be useful, just in case they are needed. However, if the suitcase is relatively small, you will naturally try to arrange the items carefully and compress the space occupied by each item. Sometimes, you may even need to evaluate two items to see which one to take if there's no space for both of them. The suitcase is a metaphor for many other problems in life. We each have a time suitcase for our work, leisure, and family time. We also have a money suitcase which holds our various living expenses. If your suitcase is small, that is, when you face scarcity, you spend every minute and every penny carefully and thoughtfully. We call this process trade-off thinking. Trade-off thinking is a way of thinking that scarcity triggers, in which we choose one thing and have to give up another, creating a decision dilemma. For example, when a person with a low income wants to buy a car, he has to think about whether he needs to give up his family's travel plans or Christmas gifts for his children. Why does scarcity create trade-off thinking? It is because there is no slack. In essence, slack is the consequence of having room to spare when we pack and not having a scarcity mindset. The space you left when packing your large business suitcase is considered slack. When there is slack, people do not feel trade-offs. If you are rich enough that buying a car is not a financial burden, then you will not consider the impact it will have on other aspects of your life. Slack should not be space deliberately left unused, but the byproduct of packing in an ample space. If you leave room in the suitcase for later purchases on the trip, these spaces are carefully budgeted and not considered as slack. In our example of buying a car, when you no longer worry about how much money you have left in the bank account after buying a car, then you have slack in this area. Not only does having slack give us the freedom of choice, it also allows you to lose less if you make a mistake. For example, impulsively buying an expensive and impractical leather jacket may just be a wasteful purchase for people with slack in their money. However, for someone on a tight budget, this purchase may prevent him from paying for other essentials, such as car repairs. This in turn may lead him to be late for work and reprimanded by his boss, affecting his work or even costing him his job. Therefore, slack gives us enough room to fail. When we have slack, we will feel abundance and experience the enjoyment of luxury. Not only are we able to spend our money how we like, but we also experience comfort in being able to pack as much as we want without having to think or worry about making mistakes. That concludes part one of this bookie. We took a look at the notion that when faced with scarcity, we often make trade-offs in using resources, this creating trade-off thinking. The root cause of this is the absence of the concept known as slack, so the nature of scarcity is the lack of slack. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.